1739. Mr. van der Starre licks his finger. He stands in the middle of the field with the canal on his right-hand side. He sticks his finger in the air. It dries really quickly. "This is where my mill shall be," says van der Starre. On his behalf, Molen de Ster is built here. ...1876. 4 generations of van der Starre's later, the De Witt family takes over the mill. They believe in wood. Wood is the future. Wood is here to stay. And so is the wind. The wind will always be there. 1911. The wind is no longer needed. Electricity has taken over. The body is dismantled, but the base stays. It's the heyday of wood, not wind. 1988. A girl stands on the courtyard, watches the sawmill. She feels sorry for it. It has sagged, it is abandoned. Her dad tells her this is a mill. She doesn't believe him. The people want reconstruction. The municipality wants a work of art. The people say, "Show us." They take a look at the drawings. It looks like an oil rig, someone says. An oil rig of steel on top of a wooden sawmill. A square pen in a round hole. The people rise. 1999. The body of the new old mill is placed. A few months later, caps and blades follow. The girl, now a student, stands in the middle of the courtyard. The people have come, and there is a prince. The girl licks her finger, sticks it high in the air. Soon, on one side, her fingers dry, the side the new mill is facing. The prince raises his glass. The blades start turning. Once again, a mill is spinning in Lombok. The wind will always be there. And the mill?